Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Because every time you use a new tool, you have to change your process a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think what has helped the uptake with our income verification tool is that it's so simple.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with 1 million to 100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience, because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about the pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of the fluffy stuff. With us today, Stephen Arifin. How you doing, Stephen?
Hey, Joe. I'm doing great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that and looking forward to our conversation. Stephen's the founder of The Closing Docs, which is a software company based in Seattle that provides automated income verification for property managers and lenders. They handle income verification for over 600,000 properties and growing. So first, Stephen, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your focus, then we'll go from there.
Sure. My name is Stephen Arifin, and my focus right now is taking technology to help automate tasks in the real estate industry. I was born in Texas and lived there for 21 years. And now I live in Seattle. I spent several years at Microsoft as a software engineer and learned how to build and scale software. And now I'm taking my learnings into the property management industry. And now I'm building the Closing Docs, where we're focused on automating income verification for property managers during the tenant screening process.
So what brought you into real estate and property management in particular?
To be honest, I had no background in property management. I was really looking for a business idea and how I can use technology to streamline an outdated industry. I usually look for industries that have a lot of paper and pencil processes, and I know that there is a lot of innovation in those industries. So I knew that there was this upcoming tech where financial data providers and banks are opening up their information to the consumer with their consumer's permission. So I figured that there might be an opportunity here in the lending space to help verify income using this new technology. And while I started in the lending space, there was a lot of regulations that I couldn't really dip my feet into. So I went into property management and I found a partner who is also based in Seattle and owns a property management company. And we partnered together and I wrote the software for his property management company to verify income. And he became our first customer. And once we nailed the product down, we started selling it to property managers all across the nation.
Ah, good for you too. That sounds like a very logical progression. When you first created the software, what did it do or not do compared to its current state today?
Let's see. That was ways back. How
long ago was it?
It was about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, so, come on. That's nothing.
That's true.
Many iterations ago, though, right?
Right. It took a long time to get the data that property managers wanted to see in a report. So I was new to this industry back then, and I was learning as I went, and I learned what type of data that property managers wanted to see when they're verifying an applicant for income. For example, we would just print out the annual net income for an applicant and the annual net income and the monthly net income. But we didn't really have the data to back it up, or we didn't show that data in the report. So as we got more feedback, property managers were like, hey, I see this number, but I don't really see where's the proof of this number. Mm-hmm. So we started adding in all the transaction data and the direct deposit data to back up that claim. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the ways that we helped improve the product. Another way was that the applicants themselves, we were a little bit hesitant because in order for you to use our service, it's consumer permission data. So the applicant has to give permission to pull the data from their bank. And we were like, will any applicant do this? Is it easier for them to give pay stubs or W-2s or the traditional ways of verifying income? And we found that with the correct messaging and many, many, many iterations, the applicants actually love it because it's super easy for them. They don't have to dig around for pay stubs or W-2s or bank statements, and it takes them about 30 seconds. So we think we really streamlined the income verification process.
I imagine that messaging was pretty tricky because you're basically asking, can we get access to your personal bank account, right? That's basically what you're asking.
Correct. Just read-only access.
Right.
So essentially, we just take a snapshot, right? But yes, it was tricky.
How does that work? Do they have to give you their password?
Yeah, so essentially, we partnered with a lot of data providers that handle this. So we actually never see sensitive credentials. But the way they authorize their bank for us to pull data is that they just log in to their bank account. Sort of like a Mint. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Mint.
I am. I signed up for Mint like more than 10 years ago. I don't use it anymore. But remind me how that works again with Mint.
So Mint is a financial aggregator and an investment aggregator. So you can see all of your investments and your accounts in one place. And they've fixed the issue for manual data entry by just automatically linking to your bank account. So you can sign into your bank and then they will consistently pull transactions and Mint will show you overall snapshot of your finances. Mm-hmm. And I think that sort of helped our service with the acceptance because more and more people are starting to realize that this is actually a thing and they're more willing to authorize their bank for us to do this.
What messaging at the beginning did not work?
I think it would be easier for us to say which messaging did work, because we've tried a lot of things, but
a lot of it didn't work. And then you landed on the right messaging and now it's pretty smooth.
Yeah, we're actually seeing a compliance rate of 97%.
Wow.
blowing my mind as well.
Yeah. What did it used to be in the worst of the days?
Really, we didn't explain to the applicant really what was going on. We're sort of like, hey, sign into your bank. Okay.
And like, trust us.
And everyone's like, what the hell? But now what we do is we help educate the applicant of what's going on.
How do you do that? I understand the wording you said, but right. Is it you train the staff or do you have a pamphlet or is it an email or what?
So during the income screening request, how it works is that the property manager sends a screening request. And what that does, it sends an email or a text to the applicant and they get directed to our site. And before the actual screening request occurs, we break down this process. It's a three-step process. The first thing you do is you connect your bank and you do that by authorizing your bank account by logging in. And then once you connect your bank, we'll actually show you the income report and the income data to the applicant. They're not able to change it, but we show it to them for one, to comply with FCRA. And also number two, it gives them more of a reason to authorize their bank. So it's like, I'm going to authorize my bank. I'm going to see my data first before the property manager sees it. And I'm going to make sure it's all correct. And once the applicant confirms that their data is correct, they produce the report, which gets sent to the property manager and a copy gets sent to the applicant. And really just breaking down those three steps in the very beginning has really helped a lot.
So let's talk about income verification and what specific things that you provide. You mentioned that you provide the proof needed to show the annual and monthly net income. What if someone does not have a typical salary direct deposit job? Is there any way that you can verify income through a non-traditional employment?
That's a great question, Joe. And we get that question a lot. So we have algorithms running and it can classify which deposit streams are regular deposits. And those are usually the easy ones, right? The pay stub every 2 weeks, like clockwork. But a lot of renters don't have that steady income and they could be receiving income by check. They could be cash-based earners and tip-based earners like waiters and waitresses. And we actually have a classification in our income report called irregular deposits. So what that does is that it classifies all the deposit history that don't come in at a regular time. This can include tax returns, alimony deposits, and check deposits. So we try to classify which deposits are recurring, but we don't filter any other deposits out because I think it helps paint a better picture. Not everyone makes a paycheck every 2 weeks.
What's a couple other updates that you've made recently, if any?
We've added the ability for the applicant to add a comment or an explanation to the income report. And that really helps where they can say, hey, I've been on vacation for the past 3 months, or I've been on paternity leave for the past 3 months. And that's why you see a gap in our income between these dates, which just helps the property manager spend less time because the property manager would ask, hey, I see a gap. What's with this? And then they would have to have a whole email correspondence. Instead, the applicant can just put in some comments and it would appear on their income report. We're all about trying to have the property manager save time. And a change that is in the works is that we want to support multiple banks. So many people split up their direct deposits between different financial institutions. And we want to be able to collect the whole holistic picture of their financial snapshot. So that's coming in the works.
When someone works with your company, how much does it cost?
Our retail price is $10 per report.
And when you say retail, I guess there's a bulk order or what? How do you structure
it? Yeah, we partner with a lot of software companies and they look at us and say like, hey, everyone's got credit screening. Everyone's got background screening. But we want to include your income verification into our products and be able to provide that to our landlords and property managers. Mm-hmm. So that's how we grow really fast and doing a wholesale sort of partnerships where they can order our income verification from their software. And it's a really tight integration.
Anything that we haven't talked about that you think we should as it relates to income verification process that you all provide?
I would say the biggest thing that really made us take off and our customers start to love us is when we started building integrations with other property management software companies like AppFolio, Buildium, Yardi, RentScreener, all the popular ones. And we made it so that property managers can request income screening requests directly from, let's say, AppFolio. So they no longer have to open a new window, just have some sort of disaggregate workflow. It could be directly from AppFolio's site. And that makes it really easy to train their staff about this new tool. Because every time you use a new tool, you have to change your process a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think what has helped the uptake with our income verification tool is that it's so simple. It's really, really simple. So we want to keep it that way.
Steven, how can the best ever listeners learn more about what you're doing?
They can email me at steven@theclosingdocs.com. Or they could just go on our site and we have a contact form there at theclosingdocs.com.
Enjoyed learning about this. Always love talking to entrepreneurs. Have a lot of respect for entrepreneurs, and the process in which you came to this point is such a natural evolution, and it makes sense for why you're offering what you're offering. And clearly there's a lot of need for that. As you said, you looked for paper and pencil processes and ways to automate that so it's not the case and saves us all time and money, and actually could make money too on that. So thanks for being on the show, Steven. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe. to get a free deal pitch deck template.
Ready to enter the minds of successful entrepreneurs and millionaires? Are you ready to excel in your entrepreneurial and investing journey? The new podcast, Before the Million, studies phenomenal entrepreneurs and their path to millions. Journey through exclusive interviews giving you all the secrets to mimic their successes. Listen and subscribe to Before the Millions podcast at BeforeTheMillions.com. That's BeforeTheMillions.com.